Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this morning. I'm Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors. And right beside me, as usual, is Madeline Lutch. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, glad that the cold weather is somewhat behind us.
Mm-hmm.
March is here.
Looking to spring, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, you know, this week, we're going to do two shows. We're going to do a show today, and then next week I want you to stay tuned in as well, too, because they're going to kind of tie in together. And this is something that we think a lot of people often overlook, and we're going to talk today about choosing the right company. And, you know, you just went through this. You just went and bought a new car after, what, it was like 10 years?
10 yes, years without I had my reliable car for 10 years, and I finally had to get a new one. So. Yeah.
So think about that process. We go out to buy something. A car is a great example. A lot of the stuff that we're looking at is obviously, what's the reputation of the company behind that car? What's the warranty of the vehicle? And what's very interesting is, like, you know, you have a company like, Kia, that when they first came out, they were offering these really great warranties, like 7 years, 10 years, whatever it was. But they were relatively new on the market, so you didn't have any background on them.
Mm-hmm.
Versus you go to somebody like, you know, Ford or Toyota or Honda. They've been around for a long time, right? You can sit there and look at them and say, okay, there is a reputation here.
Mm-hmm.
And some cars are just known for that. You know, they just, pickups are a great thing. There, you got the Ford people, you got the Chevy people. My dad was like a Ford guy, just had a Ford pickup he used for logging that he had 400,000 miles on. And so when it came to buying a new pickup, you just went down and bought a Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some farmers out there that were Chevy guys. They always had a Chevy, and that's just what they bought, right? So it was so a lot of it goes under the personal belief on that. But on insurance, I don't think a lot of people understand that that's important, choosing the right company. And when I got into this business, part of the reason was I got so frustrated because I was going out there and someone would say, hey, yeah, this is the policy you should get for your mom. I was trying to get a plan put in place for my mom after my father passed away. And I was just shocked because I would actually go home and do the research. So if it was a stock company like Genworth or John Hancock, I could go home and I'd look up the shareholder minutes and I'd read what they were telling their shareholders. And I would find out, I was like, huh, that's not really matching up with what the sales guy is telling me. And insurance, when we're buying a long-term care plan insurance, it's not like we're buying that car. We're getting in and we're using that car every single day. We know if there's going to be a problem, we're going to take it down, we're going to turn in for the warranty. But if I'm buying an insurance product for long-term care, for instance, or medical insurance, something like that, I may not use it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why it's important, in our classes. People ask a question quite often and it's like, well, what about the company, you know, and stuff like that, which kind of sparked this.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, you know, wonder why we go into so much work of doing this radio show and doing the classes and everything. And part of it is because you need to dedicate some time to really think about your long-term care insurance plan, because in most cases, a long-term care insurance plan isn't going to be something like your car insurance where you can switch it every
year.
That's a great point. Is something you need to commit to and make sure that it's a plan that's going to be there for you when you need it 20 years down the road.
That's such a valid point, right? Because if I have homeowner's insurance or car insurance, that's pretty easy to switch, right? I don't like it. They raise my rates, whatever, I can switch. But the problem with long-term care, what you're pointing out, is that, hey, you know what, I'm going to put this plan in place, and then 10 years down the road, if this company starts raising rates on me or they end up having financial problems, it's like I'm stuck with this company. That's where I am because maybe my health has changed, and even if it hasn't, I'm so much older that the premiums would be so much more to replace that because they're going to replace it based on current age. And so that's a very valid point. And I think that, you know, we're going to talk about that today during the show. I want to start off by, number one, teaching you the difference between the types of the companies. Number one, how is a company structured? And there's two distinct ways, and I'm going to go over that. But then also, what are some of the other factors that you want to look at? Because we are looking into the future. Hopefully, I tell almost all my clients, I hope you never use your long-term care insurance, but the odds are you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's only important when you use it. And how is that company going to work for you when you pick up that phone and you call that 800 number? How are they going to jump into action? Is it going to be smooth? Is it going to be difficult? Those are kind of the things that we look at, and we can base that values on, or those, that judgment based on how that company has worked in the past, how they've treated their clients in the past. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about classes for a second. We had a great class on the second. Everybody showed up again Saturday. It was just a full house. It was great. We've got a asset-based class coming up on the 30th, which is just a few weeks away, the end of the month. That's a Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Which is great because we have normally done those asset-based classes on during a weekday. So, mm-hmm. And we've gotten a lot of requests to have those on a Saturday. So it's been really good to get that up on the calendar and get that full.
Yeah, and let's talk again about the second. So the class we just had on the second was just our basic 101 class. The asset-based class is going to still focus on what long-term care covers. It's where it covers care. You're going to still learn the basics. But what we're going to do is really dig in a little bit deeper to some of these new asset-based class or plans that will pay you back whether you use them or not. And we're also going to show you that there's a wide variety of ways to set these plans up. And so that's the difference on these asset-based class. It's really designed for somebody that was probably thinking about self-insuring because they had, you know, somebody told them they have enough money, mm-hmm. or they think they have enough money, or they just didn't want to pay premiums into a traditional plan that they might not use or take the risk of those plans going up. So, again, you can sign up for this class. It's on the 30th. That's a Saturday, a 9 a.m. start time. That's at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our first break right now, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit about how to choose the right company when you're setting up a plan. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of, you know, working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I just love those ads. That's Bill, a client of ours, talking there with Dory. And you can get some of the other reviews from our clients on our website as well, too. When you log on there at 525longtermcare.com, right down in the bottom right-hand corner is our top-rated local badge.
Yeah.
Click on that, and you're going to read some of the reviews that some of our other clients have said. And those are all verified clients. That's what that service does for us. But and also, again, you heard the ad for the class. The next class we have is the asset-based class coming up on the 30th, which is a Saturday at the end of the month. And that's a 9 a.m. kickoff time and super easy location to get to. It's right off of the Southeast 8th exit. So sign up for that. The class is free. Everybody gets a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And I just think it's a great way to come in and learn because there's a lot of things that I want you to consider when you're putting a plan in place. So number one, you don't go out and buy a plan that's the first one sets in front of you and says, hey, this is the plan you want to do.
Well, and what we're talking about today on the show, before we really get into what the different types of companies are, I want to say that the reason, so Brian and I are set up as an independent company, meaning that we're not beholden to any one insurance company. So we get that a lot. People will call and say, well, what's your plan? Well, it's not our plan.
That's right.
This is, we work with all the different companies, and the reason is so that we can guide you in the direction that's going to fit best for you.
Yeah, so let's really simplify this here, because if we look at the landscape, it used to be 100-plus companies out there sold traditional long-term care insurance plans. Those are the pay-as-you-go, like your homeowner's insurance. That has dwindled down to less than 10 companies now, and out of those 10 companies, there's really only about three that we're going to work with.
Yeah.
And then we look at the asset-based class, and that's kind of a growing industry there now. What we're starting to see is new carriers bring out new products, and some of them are really good companies, and some of them are companies we haven't heard from that are kind of developing these products, and so we don't have a track record on them. So what we're really trying to do as an independent company is sit down and say, look, we can say you want to weed out these seven companies right off of the bat, and this is why. But out of these three companies or four companies, based on your situation, these are the two you might want to consider more than the other ones, and this is why. And I want to start off the very beginning here is that if we're looking at an insurance company, so we're trying to figure out how do we choose this company? How do we know a good company from a bad company? Well, first and foremost, there's two types of structures of a company. There is a stock-owned company. And a stock-owned company is like a stock, you know, like Microsoft. It's a company that you can buy a share in. So John Hancock or Genworth, those companies, you can go out and you can buy the stock in those companies. And it's owned by the shareholder. So when you buy stock in that, you own it. And the profits are paid out in the form of dividends to the shareholders. So a stock-owned company is going to basically be trying to increase their profits to raise that share price, and then they're going to take profits, and some of them will pay dividends, but they're going to go out to the shareholders, which anybody can. You know, you can go out and buy the stock, and you can be an owner of that company. Here's the problem I have with stock-owned companies in the insurance world. Every time they pay out a claim, it goes, you know, directly against their profits. And the number one goal of a CEO of a stock-owned company is to get that share price up, is to get profits. That's it. And so it gets very hard for these insurance companies when they're trying to add services and be the best insurance company. Well, that comes down to really paying claims and maybe having better concierge service and things like that when you do call to get that claim filed. Now, if you look at a publicly traded company, Genworth is one. Their stock price was $36.25 on June 1st, 2007. We go out to June 1st, 2018, the stock price was $3.55.
Wow.
Think about that. $36 down to $3. Now, what does that mean? That means that they're losing money, right? And so every time they pay a claim, that is not helping their stock price. So they got these shareholders that own the company saying, look, what are you doing? And so those are the kind of companies that are starting to make the claims process a little bit more arduous than it needs to be. Their contracts are written, right? That's 90-day elimination period, all these things. And so those are legal contracts. They've got to pay the claims. But there are ways that they can make it harder to get that claim filed, or they can send out a nurse on their own company to come out and verify the claim. And they're not probably going to add a lot of services. So when you call, they're not going to have a lot of people there on the other end of that phone offering a lot of help, because again, it's all that stuff is cutting into their profits. And you can see that's the problem with the stock price company. So anybody that has an existing Genworth policy today has seen their rates go up, and they're probably going to continue to see those rates go up, because all these companies are doing is going to the insurance company and saying, look, we're losing money because here's what we're paying in claims. Here's what we're bringing in. It's a problem for us. And so you got to be really careful when you're looking at stock companies. And also, what's the motivation of the company, number one? Is it for the clients? No. Truthfully, it's for the shareholders, right? So a lot of people will argue, well, if they do a good job, they're going to get more clients and the share price will go up. And other people will argue, well, they're going to provide less services because they're going to try to keep those profits for the shareholders. And again, if we go back to, you know, the early 2000s, there were 100-plus companies that sold traditional insurance. Most of those were stock companies, and most of those chose to get out of the long-term care business because of the profitability.
Exactly. And that's where Genworth kind of handcuffed themselves, because they took over a lot of those contracts for companies that were trying to get out of the business. Because the contracts still had to be honored by somebody, and Genworth had originally been the one to pick that up.
That's right. And so the whole point is just understand how a stock company works. Their number one priority is to the shareholder. That could be you if you go out and you buy the stock, but if you own a policy, that doesn't make you a shareholder. So that's what we call a stock company. The second type of insurance company out there that people need to be aware of is a mutual company. And that means the clients own the company. The clients are the shareholders, so to speak. So when you take out a policy, you own that company. The profits are paid back in the form of dividends to the policyholders. And so mutual companies have really been around since the 1600s, and it's fascinating. If you go on to Google and you just type in the difference between a stock insurance company and a mutual insurance company, there's a lot of information on there. But the idea is that the assets are held and managed for the benefit of the policy holders. So the idea is these mutual companies are, think of it kind of like a credit union, right? They're trying to minimize their costs. They're trying to manage those assets for their clients, the people who actually own a policy. So as you can tell probably where I'm going with this, we prefer to work with a mutual company. In fact, we do almost all of the time.
Yeah.
Because those are the companies that generally are going to have more resources. They're going to have, and what I mean by that, they're going to have more money available to do things like customer service. They're going to have more money available to keep the cost down on those premiums, because what the stock companies are doing is they're trying to pay out dividends to the shareholders. They're trying to increase their profitability so that they can increase the share price of the stock, where a mutual company doesn't look at it that way. And the good companies that we work with, 100-plus year background, 120, 140 years. That means that company has been around for over 100-plus years. They have billions of dollars of assets. They're A-plus rated. It's because they're financially sound.
Mm-hmm. They have a great track record.
That's right. We look at the stock companies. The problem they're having is that a lot of them have the financial ratings high, but what they do is they're pulling off some of those profits to pay dividends out to increase that share price, and therefore they have to offer less services. They're going to make it more difficult in the claims process, is what we see a lot of times. And so we always are trying to educate our people about that, saying, look, you have to understand the difference between a stock company and a mutual company. Now, I'm not saying that a stock company is not going to pay their claim. They will. They have to. It's contractual. But I'm saying when it comes down to the service and the level of service and the ancillary benefits that they're going to offer you for being a client, when we go to a mutual company, you are the owner of that company. And so you hear about dividends being paid back. That's very common. In fact, I used to get dividends paid back for my State Farm auto insurance because it's a mutual company. And then they hired Aaron Rodgers to do all those fancy commercials. And I stopped getting my, like, you know, $18 back at the end of the year for my auto insurance. So I hope you're enjoying that, Aaron. But the point is, that's what a mutual company does, is they take those excess profits and they pay them back to the shareholders in the form of dividends. So if I'm a policyholder on an asset-based long-term care plan with a mutual company, I may see my cash value increase in that policy a little bit quicker. I may see my benefits actually improve. That's because the company did better than the projections that they had, and they're going to pay those dividends back to you. They don't have to pay them out to the shareholders. And this is such a important part. When I got into the business, I was looking at these different policies for my mom, and this was back in 2009. And I would go home and I'd read the shareholder minutes, and you would see that a lot of the shareholders were screaming foul. Mm-hmm. Our stock price is going down. I mean, could you imagine buying Genworth stock at $36 in 07 and watching it today be at $3.55? Jeez. If you were holding on to that? You just got it handed to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could go in and read those shareholder minutes, and you could see what they were telling the shareholders. We're going to tighten up underwriting standards. We're going to make it a more laborsome process, basically, to file a claim, because they know that if they can delay the services that they provide to their clients, otherwise you've got to get through 90 days of elimination period. A lot of claim companies wouldn't even allow you to start the claim until the 90 days was up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would drag that out for another 60 or 90 days. So it's just a lot of little things like that that I don't think they're really trying to be a, you know.
It's not malicious, you know. They're not doing it out of malice. But the thing is that companies, the insurance companies that are available today, are not created equal. And so we have a lot of people in our classes and that will call in and say, well, I had a horror story, or my mom never got her claim paid, or something like that. And it's like, you can't base your opinions on long-term care insurance based on those older policies with companies that weren't maybe really in it.
Yeah, and the analogy for me, when I look at that, if somebody says that about a company that didn't pay, I'm like, well, who's the company? They don't know, of course. And it's like somebody come up to me saying, I'm never going to buy stock, right? Because my grandfather bought a stock and he lost everything. He lost a bunch of money, so stocks are bad. So you can't look at that. You know, you just can't do that. I mean, was it Enron? Was that the stock that he bought? You know, because my grandpa bought Apple, and guess what? My grandpa's living well, right? So you have to understand that the companies are not the same. We're not going out there and buying a product that's manufactured in bulk by the same companies. And there is a huge difference between the quality of the companies. And a lot of that boils down to the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Because the financial ratings are going to tell you, number one, how is that company doing financially? All the companies have to keep cash reserves. So they have to have an excess amount of money set aside to pay these claims. So what happens if a company like Genworth is really struggling? They were behind on their cash reserves when the company got sold. It was being bought out by a last offer was through China Oceanwide, which is a foreign conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
So they, one of the big problems they had is they've got to have, you know, they had like a $400 million shortfall for their cash reserves. So we want to look at stuff like that, because if I'm buying a long-term care plan, I want that company to be solid 30 years down the road. So what do? Well, I look at a company that's maybe been doing it for 30, 40, 50, 100 years, and I can see, hey, guess what? They have billions in reserves, A-plus rating. They got really good customer service. They built this company out. That's where we want to go. We want to look at those solid companies on that. And I think that so many people get hooked up on maybe a product that somebody's presenting them, and they just trust them, and it's like, Life Secure was a great example.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that company?
Yeah.
It was started by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, I believe. And they came out and they were going to do all these new things and have these group policies. And guess what? 10 years down the road, they have stopped selling those policies. So somebody that bought a plan with them is still covered. But you now have a company that is going to be struggling to keep the reserves because they're not bringing in new clients. And as more clients go on claim, they're most likely going to have to go raise the rates on the existing people. And so that was a classic example. They came out with this new doohickey, was a brand new car to market, so to speak, but there was no track record. And so you get into that versus when I'm looking at a policy, it may be a new policy, but who's the company behind it? Oh, the company's been in the insurance business for, you know, 100 plus years. Okay, we know how that goes. So main takeaway on this, I want you to understand there's a difference between a stock company and a mutual company. We tend to prefer working with mutual companies if we can in your situation, because as a general rule, we're going to find that they have more services, they have a better option of products, and I just think there's a better history of service for the clients, and insurance is only important when you need it. We're going to head into our second break here real quick, and when we come back, stick around, because I've got a client of the week, and I want to show you how we set up a lifetime benefit plan using an existing life insurance policy. We'll be right back.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are, the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian up at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio again. You just heard some ads. We've got some classes coming up. We have an asset-based class coming up, our next one on the 30th. That's Saturday, 9 a.m. kickoff time. And again, we're going to go through a client of the week here in a minute, and that's kind of where you learn about some of these new programs is at the asset base. We have lots of examples on how we can set these plans up. And I always tell people, we have a slide and shows kind of how an asset-based plan works. And one of the key things they say, it's like flying over an automobile lot. You're going to look down there and you're going to see, okay, there's some things they all have in common. They have tires, they have a steering wheel, they have a seat, they have a motor. And then outside of that, there's a wide variety of things you can, options you can get. And that's kind of the way the asset-based plans work. We have a lot of different ways to fund them. A lot of people, you design the plan, what's important to you. Are you,
it's custom to you.
You want all the money you want back, you put in, you can do that. Or are you more worried about the lifetime long-term care coverage? You can do that too. So there's just a lot of really cool things that we can do. So that's the next class coming up on Saturday the 30th. Just register at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So we were just talking a little bit today about, you know, how do you choose the right company? And the main thing you need to understand is the difference between a stock company and a mutual company. And then you also need to understand, okay, just because a company offers a product doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be around a long time or it's the right company to be with. And I have to admit it. You know, it's like in cars. You see the ads. They're selling the bells and the whistles, right? They're selling the heated seats. And, oh, look at this new infotainment system that has Android Android and CarPlay both and this, that, and the other thing, or it can do this for you. But underneath it, what's the chassis? What's the motor? What's the transmission like? And so I always tell people, it's like, look, the bells and whistles can be nice, but we need to make sure we have a really good chassis. We need to make sure that that's going to be like a great motor. It's going to be dependable. And it's going to be there when we need it. That's
exactly
the most important
reliable
thing.
Reliable.
And so that's what we're kind of looking at when we're looking at insurance companies. So this week, what I want to talk to you about here on the client of the week, this is where we go over an example of somebody that we helped that came into our office. And this is Kevin, who is 61, and April, who's 57. Now, they just retired and sold a dental practice, and like a lot of small business owners, they had life insurance. And a lot of times when you're going out and you're starting a practice and you're borrowing money to, you know, build out a dental office, the banks will say, fine, but we need you to get some life insurance put in place so that if something happens to you, the money will be there to pay off this loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very common practice for a lot of small business owners. Well, these guys had sold their dental practice, and they had several insurance policies, but they had one particular policy that was a second to die. And the main reason why that policy was there, that is, if they both died, there was nobody there to run the business. There would be money available to pay off the creditors. Well, as they grew their business, they no longer really needed this. They had this, it was a permanent life insurance policy, so it built up cash value. And so we were sitting down kind of looking over their situation. They said, well, we're not really in need of this life insurance anymore. You know, it's solved or served its purpose, but we're past that now. We sold the business. They have a good income stream coming in from the business now. So what they're really worried about is saying, look, what's the real threat moving forward? It's not us dying anymore. It's an extended healthcare event, long-term care. So we sat down with him and we started looking at some of these options. And the first thing I said is like, man, you guys have this second to die policy with all this cash value in it. That cash value is the same as what we call a surrender value, meaning I'm going to call up the insurance company and surrender it. I'm going to get that money. The difference is that if I surrender my policy or cancel that, I've got to pay tax on any of the gain. So that means if I put $200,000 into it and surrender it and I get $250,000 back, I have to pay tax on that $50,000. Well, what the Pension Protection Act did is they came back in 2010 and they said, we are going to allow you to use life insurance or annuities through and fund a new long-term care plan using a 1035 exchange. And this is one of my favorite ways to fund a long-term care plan.
Oh, yeah, because it's like you already have a plan. You just don't know it. You just need to relabel it.
That's right. And you still have what you had. That's what's wonderful about this. And I'm going to just tell you here what I'm talking about here. So for Kevin and April, again, 6157, we took this cash value life insurance policy. That's all we did. They had $278,000 in this policy. We took that policy and we did a 1035 exchange into a new long-term care asset-based plan. Now, what that did for them is it provided each of them with $10,250 a month of long-term care insurance for life. So, I mean, we're talking $20,500 if they're both on claim, right? $123,000 per person per year for as long as they need it. That's their long-term care benefit. So that was funded through this 1035 exchange, just moving that life insurance money over into this policy.
And they didn't have to pay tax on any of the gain.
Zero tax. There were zero tax consequences on that. That's a great point. Now, here's the great thing about this. They didn't lose their life insurance. This policy says, hey, guess what? If you guys go out and die, we're going to pay you $512,000 back to the estate or your beneficiaries, wherever you want that money to go. So they took a life insurance policy. We relabeled it, put some new features on it, stuck it back in the other pocket. They still have life insurance. And guess what? They also have long-term care now. But when you see that death benefit on these new Pension Protection Act approved plans, on an asset care long-term care plan, that simply says, if I have $512,000 of death benefit, if I use anything less than that, my estate gets the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into long-term care for a year, and that's it. They use $100,000. They die. That's it. The difference goes back to the estate. $400,000 goes back to the estate. However, that's not what we got it for. They had this life insurance, right? They didn't really need it, but they're not going to lose that benefit. So they go out and they get hit by the bus tomorrow. $500,000 is paid out. They use anything less than $500,000 for long-term care. That money comes back to the estate, again, tax-free. But here's the beauty of it. They end up in an extended health care situation. $10,250 per month per person, not a split benefit. Mm-mm. They each get $10,000 a month for as long as they need it.
They basically just upgraded their original life insurance policy.
Yeah. The death benefit actually wasn't far off of what they had. That's a great point. I mean, mm-hmm. they just basically still have death benefit, but now it's like they have this long-term care insurance benefit that gives them a lifetime of long-term care. Now, folks, we just delivered a policy a month ago to a client whose dad was still in care right now mm-hmm. for going on his 12th year, mom in a separate facility for 8 years. Think about that. 20 years of claim. If you had a situation like this for this couple, they would pull out $123,000 per person for 12 years, and it's still going. The other person for 8 years still going. That was all done off of that $278,000. And if they get lucky and they never use it, that $278,000 turns into $500,000 tax-free back to the estate.
Yeah.
This is such a home run.
That lifetime benefit is just killer. I mean, it's just so vital.
Yeah, and what Madeline's talking about on that is if I end up in a long-term care situation, I never run out of my long-term care benefit. If I just keep my life insurance policy the same, I have $278,000 of cash value, I could borrow that money out of the policy and use that for long-term care, but that's what I have. I have $278,000. Or you'll see these life insurance policies that they'll come out and they'll say, oh, you can use 2% of the death benefit for long-term care. But again, it's a finite benefit. When we set up one of these linked benefit asset-based long-term care plans, we're combining these two features together. And the main thing we're going for here is saying, look, if my house catches on fire, so to speak, I don't care if the whole thing burns down and it takes 20 years, I'm never going to run out of that benefit. I'm going to get that long-term care benefit coming in tax-free. This can protect me and my spouse for as long as we need it. But if I die, I still have life insurance. And if I go into long-term care for a very short period of time, my money's not wasted because the difference of that $512 is going to come back. And that's really good leverage. Again, a 61 and a 57-year-old are depositing $278. They're getting $512,000 right up front. That means tomorrow they die, they get that $512. That's just the death benefit. But again, that's just designed to return that premium to the estate in a tax-efficient way. We got it because they have unlimited lifetime long-term care. And we can do that through the life insurance policies. This was a second to die, so we were able to add both people on. And a second to die means both the husband and the wife have to die before that death benefit is paid out. So if you're a business owner out there with your spouse and you have one of these second to die policies, this is a great tool to fund a long-term care plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you just have your own life insurance policy, that's fine. We can still do that. It's just that we have to set the plan up in your name only. And so if you don't have any gain, there's some other things we can do. But as far as just rolling over an existing life insurance policy that has cash value in it, that's what we're looking for. Your policy has to have some value. So if it has cash value or a surrender value to it, we're going to be able to take that money, move it over to a long-term care plan, give you all these benefits, and they're in zero tax benefit. And their cost basis was way under this $278,000, meaning if they would have cashed this policy out, they would have had to pay tax on that gain. And the other option for them was to say, well, we can stop paying premiums. That was one of their options, because I said you got the second to die policy. They could stop paying premiums and let their dividend just pay the premiums, but that would start eroding some of that cash value over time. And so their choice was, do we keep making the payments and keep the value up there, or do we start eroding that cash value and let the dividends make the payments? I'm like, you don't have to do either one, because now you're not going to lose any of your cash value. You're not going to lose any of that death benefit, and you don't have any annual payments.
Exactly.
It was all one and done. And here's the thing. Let's go out 20 years. They're relatively young. The guaranteed cash value on this policy, if they did want to surrender 20 years down the road, is $340,000. Folks, it's a lot of numbers on the radio, and I get that, but I'm just telling you, here's what you need, bottom line. take something out of one pocket, a life insurance policy, we're going to put some features on it, we're going to redeposit it. That's what the Pension Protection Act allowed us to do. Now I've got death benefit. Now I have long-term care. I still have access to that cash value if I ever need to surrender that policy and get that money back. So it is just a win-win-win. And just what you said, they had long-term care the whole time. They just didn't know it. They just needed to come in and do some paperwork, and that's really what it is. You do a little paperwork shuffle, we move the money over. You don't cancel out the policy. We will actually contact that insurance company, get that money moved over for you, and voila, up and you're rolling. And the best part for them is they don't have those annual premiums anymore, and they've got great coverage.
And they don't have to worry about it. It's just done. Now they can retire.
And so we've got a lot of these cases, examples of how we set different plans up. We always tell the stories on our client of the week here, but if you want to see some different examples of how some of these plans are set up, go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Click on the examples tab and you'll see we have hybrid asset-based traditional plans. And there's just a lot of really neat things you can do to set one of these plans up. And that's why come to one of these classes, because that's where Kevin learned this about this. Kevin and April came to one of our asset-based classes and we had talked about that. It's like, yeah, this could be funded using cash saving CDs or rollover insurance policy. And that's what caught their ear. And so they came in and they were like, wow, we have one of those. Would love to do it. So we're going to head into our final break, and when we come back, stick around, because I've got a great question of the week from Mark over in Bellevue, and we'll get right to that when we get back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And thanks for tuning in to Long Term Care Radio, and welcome back. It's into March. I'm just going to march right through this month as well, too.
I know. It's going to fly by.
I like March, though, because we get an extra hour of daylight from daylight savings, and then we also gain an hour. So it starts making it, you know, it's nice. You're not going to work dark and coming home dark, right?
Yeah. So it's sunny in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So, you know, today we talked about a lot of stuff, and I think, remember, you can always go back to the podcast, and you can see that right there at 525longtermcare.com. Just click on the podcast button. It's on our home screen in the green, big green box, or get the Cairo Radio app. That's what I have on my phone, and then you can just pull up all the shows from the whole week, and you can listen to the podcast on your own schedule. But we were just really talking about the importance of choosing the right company, and I'm telling you, folks, this is crucial. And I have had clients that come in and want a particular company because their parents had this or somebody had this, and I will not sell it because things have changed. And I just say, you need to find another advisor if you really want it, and this is why. Because, you know, you and I talk about this all the time. We don't want to be sticking our head under our desk 10 years down the road because we put somebody in the wrong company. And we don't know for sure, right? We just have to go off their track record and their history, but we can look at these companies that are having financial issues or raising rates, or they're a stock-owned company, and sit there and see how they handle their clients. We can see how they handle us. I mean, we have a company right now that I really like their product, but I can't get them to return my phone call. So how are they going to return calls to the client? So we were just talking about that. And just the big thing is to understand the difference between a stock company and a mutual company. They are not created equal. And as the owner of an insurance policy, you want to be with a mutual company if you can.
Well, and try to work with an agent. If you're looking for an agent or advisor out there, work with someone who is independent and has availability of all the companies versus just, you know, there's captive agents out there that really just sell their own policy. So they don't really know the other options that are out there. And we've run into that a lot, especially in the health side of things. Because as an independent company, we can pre-screen you and make sure that we're putting you in the right plan that you're going to qualify for. Whereas we've had people come in and say, well, I have an application in with this company right now, but that was all, that was the only company the agent sold. And then we do the pre-screen and say, well, you're actually not going to qualify. You should withdraw your application.
Very valid point, right? We've had that where people have been submitted to a company and they're going to get turned down based on a medication they're taking when another company would accept that medication. So that's what Madeline is speaking to there. And so be very cautious when you're looking for a plan. If you have an advisor that can't sit down and talk to you about the different companies, it doesn't have to present them. I don't present an illustration to all the companies, but you know what? Ask me about any of the companies. I'll say, yeah, this is why I didn't do this in this one, or this one's a limited pay, or this one doesn't have the patent on the joint product, or this one is the only one that offers lifetime benefits. So we always are looking at that information. And a lot of companies, to touch on what you were speaking about, a lot of financial services companies have marketing agreements, right?
Exactly.
So you're going to go down to your corner financial services company that's got offices all over the country. They're going to sell one or two policies because their head honcho has got a marketing agreement with those insurance companies to represent their product. And it may be a good product. I'm not saying they don't sell good products. I'm just saying it's just, it may
you
not.
You just need to be careful and make sure you're doing your research.
That's why you need to come in and ask that. So we see that all the time. People will come in with a quote and I'm like, well, that's a good company, but you're married. Why would you do this policy when for, you know, 40% less money, you can get more coverage for both of you, right? Through this company that's got a better rating. That's what we're trying to explain. So just understand that there is a big difference. And what Madeline said, we are not beholden to any of the companies. They don't pay for our marketing. You hear that? You're not going to hear us talking about companies on the radio show. You're not going to hear ads for companies on our radio show. We won't let them sponsor our show because it's our show. It's not theirs. And so you're not going to hear an ad from a big company saying, hey, we're the best long-term care insurance. Get it through us.
We're here to educate you.
That's right. So let's talk about our question of the week. If you go to our website at 525longtermcare.com, you sign up for one of our classes. It's right there on the homepage. Underneath that, you're going to see a radio question of the week submission tab. If you click on that, send that question into us. We're going to pick through those. We're going to read the question, try to find something relevant for the week, and put you on air if it's okay.
And this one works really well.
Yeah, so our question comes from Mark over in Bellevue, and Mark says, are asset-based long-term care plans just life insurance that you can use for long-term care? I thought, wow, it is a great question, right, especially for the show. And so what Mark is saying is, like, look, there's life insurance out there that's putting these riders on saying, hey, yeah, just buy a life insurance policy, but if you don't die, you need long-term care, you can use it for long-term care. So, Mark, those plans exist, but that's not what we're talking about on an asset-based long-term care plan. What we're talking about is a plan like you saw the client of the week. They have a death benefit that's there designed to return that money. So they'll get $500,000 back guaranteed whether they use it or not, meaning they die, the $500,000 goes back. If they use less than that, that goes back, meaning less than that in long-term care. However, if they're in an extended long-term care situation, they can have unlimited long-term care. If I have just that life insurance policy that is being used with a long-term care rider, most of them are a 101G or what we call a chronic care rider, that's going to say you can use 80% of the death benefit or 90% of the death benefit if you're chronically ill.
And it's not looked at as a true long-term care insurance policy.
That's
and
right.
It shouldn't even be sold as such.
It's illegal to be sold as a long-term care insurance policy. So it is not life insurance in the sense that I'm buying a death benefit and I'm going to use that death benefit to pay if I'm chronically ill. Those policies exist. What we're talking about is the death benefit is simply there to return the premium to the estate in the most efficient way, because I don't have to have a death benefit on my asset-based plan. I could set that return of premium in a cash benefit such as an annuity. The problem is with that is if I put $100,000 in and then I die and $150,000 goes back to the estate, that $50,000 is taxable. If it's in a death benefit, it's tax-free. So I tell everybody at the asset-based classes, you want to get the death benefit on the hybrid and the asset base if you qualify. Not everybody will. That's when we'll move over to that cash benefit. Because statistically speaking, it's not going to matter. You're going to use the long-term care benefit. So we want that lifetime rider. We want the inflation growth. We want the monthly benefit for the long-term care. But if you don't use it, how do we get that money back to you or your estate in the most efficient way? That's going to be through a death benefit.
Exactly.
But Mark brings up such a good point. Be very, very cautious. If someone says, oh, here's life insurance with a rider that you can use for long-term care, and it's great. It's not always great because it's a lot
not of times, the same thing.
It's a 101G rider instead of a 7702B. The 101G is going to limit you. It's going to require the situation to be permanent, and they have more control over defining the situation. Where a 7702B is the standard long-term care rider by the IRS, we know how it's going to trigger. It doesn't have to be permanent, meaning it just has to be 90 days or more.
Well, and your doctor is the one that triggers it versus the other one.
Versus
the
them insurance. Reviewing this, saying, hey, prove to me that it's a permanent situation. So, great question, though, Mark, and I appreciate that. And that's what you're going to learn if you come to one of our asset-based class. You're going to learn about some of these new asset-based programs and how they're set up and how they work and a lot of different ways that you can fund them. So go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for one of our classes. Jump through the website. See some of the examples. Read some of our reviews. There's just a lot of information there. And again, you can always get the podcast and catch our next show. If you always miss our early show, we have a second show. You're going to see that on our website as well, too. Kicks off at 9 a.m. So appreciate everybody tuning in this week, and we'll be back next week with another show on how to choose the right amount of long-term care. So stick around for that. See you then.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.